High blood pressure, also known as hypertension, is often called the silent killer because it can quietly damage your body for years before symptoms develop. If left uncontrolled, it can lead to serious health problems, including heart disease, stroke, and kidney failure. However, by understanding the dangers of high blood pressure and taking proactive steps to control it, you can protect your health and prevent complications. In this episode, we'll explore the physiology of high blood pressure, discuss effective strategies for managing it, and share anecdotes from famous figures and people I know who have dealt with hypertension. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive into the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're tackling a condition that affects millions of people worldwide, high blood pressure. Whether you've been diagnosed with hypertension, are at risk, or simply want to learn more about how to keep your blood pressure in check, this episode will provide you with valuable insights and practical tips. The physiology of high blood pressure, understanding what happens in your body. To understand the dangers of high blood pressure, it's essential to first explore what's happening in your body when your blood pressure is elevated. Blood pressure is the force of your blood pushing against the walls of your arteries as your heart pumps it around your body. This force is measured in millimeters of mercury, Herzgram, and is recorded as two numbers, systolic and diastolic pressure. Systolic pressure, the higher of the two numbers, represents the pressure in your arteries when your heart beats. Diastolic pressure, the lower number, represents the pressure in your arteries when your heart rests between beats. A normal blood pressure reading is usually around 120/80 millimeter per gram. When your blood pressure consistently measures above this level, typically 130/80 millimeters or higher, you are considered to have hypertension. High blood pressure puts extra strain on your heart and blood vessels. Over time, this strain can cause the walls of your arteries to become thicker and less flexible, leading to atherosclerosis or the hardening of the arteries. This condition increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Additionally, high blood pressure can damage the small blood vessels in your kidneys, leading to kidney disease, and in your eyes, leading to vision loss. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Hypertension is a condition that affects people from all walks of life, including well-known public figures who have shared their struggles with high blood pressure. One famous figure who has publicly discussed his battle with high blood pressure is the legendary musician Quincy Jones. Despite a successful and demanding career, Jones was diagnosed with hypertension at a relatively young age. His diagnosis served as a wake-up call, prompting him to make significant lifestyle changes, including adopting a healthier diet and incorporating regular exercise into his routine. Jones has often spoken about the importance of managing high blood pressure, using his platform to raise awareness and encourage others to take their health seriously. Closer to home, my friend Michael's father was diagnosed with hypertension in his early 50s. Michael remembers his father as a hardworking man who rarely took time for himself. Over the years, his father's blood pressure steadily increased, but like many people, he didn't feel any symptoms and didn't think it was a big deal. It wasn't until a routine checkup revealed dangerously high blood pressure that he realized he needed to take action. With the support of his family, Michael's father made significant changes to his lifestyle, including quitting smoking, reducing salt intake, and starting a regular exercise routine. These changes helped him bring his blood pressure under control, but the experience served as a reminder of how silently dangerous hypertension can be. Another public figure who has dealt with hypertension is the actress and talk show host Rosie O'Donnell. In 2012, O'Donnell experienced a heart attack, which she later revealed was partially due to her untreated high blood pressure. Following her heart attack, O'Donnell became an advocate for heart health and hypertension awareness, encouraging others to take their blood pressure seriously and seek medical advice if needed. Recognizing the dangers of high blood pressure. One of the most dangerous aspects of hypertension is that it often has no noticeable symptoms, even when blood pressure levels are dangerously high. This is why it's often referred to as the silent killer. Without regular monitoring, many people don't realize they have high blood pressure until they experience a serious health event, such as a heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure. High blood pressure can lead to a variety of complications, including heart disease. High blood pressure can cause your arteries to thicken and harden, leading to heart disease. Over time, this can result in coronary artery disease, heart attacks, heart failure, and other cardiovascular conditions. Stroke. Hypertension increases the risk of stroke by damaging and weakening the blood vessels in your brain. If a blood vessel bursts or becomes blocked, it can cause a stroke, leading to permanent brain damage or even death. Kidney damage. Your kidneys rely on healthy blood vessels to filter waste and excess fluids from your blood. High blood pressure can damage these vessels, leading to kidney disease or even kidney failure. Vision loss. Hypertension can damage the blood vessels in your eyes, leading to retinopathy, which can result in vision loss or blindness. Aneurysm. High blood pressure can cause your blood vessels to weaken and bulge, forming an aneurysm. If an aneurysm ruptures, it can cause life-threatening internal bleeding. Michael's father experienced some of these complications firsthand. After years of uncontrolled high blood pressure, he began to experience kidney issues, which led to further medical interventions. Thankfully, with the help of his doctors and a commitment to healthier living, he was able to manage his condition and avoid more severe complications. Strategies for controlling hypertension. The good news is that high blood pressure can often be controlled or even prevented through lifestyle changes and, when necessary, medication. Here are some effective strategies for managing hypertension. Adopt a heart-healthy diet. A diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats can help lower blood pressure. The DASH dietary approaches to stop hypertension diet is particularly effective for people with high blood pressure. It emphasizes foods that are low in sodium and high in potassium, calcium, and magnesium, nutrients that help regulate blood pressure. Quincy Jones adopted a heart-healthy diet after his diagnosis, focusing on nutrient-rich foods that support cardiovascular health. Reduce sodium intake. High sodium intake is a major contributor to high blood pressure. The American Heart Association recommends limiting sodium intake to 1,500 milligrams per day for people with hypertension. Michael's father significantly reduced his salt intake by cooking more meals at home, using herbs and spices instead of salt for flavor, and avoiding processed foods. Exercise regularly. Physical activity is one of the most effective ways to lower blood pressure. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, such as brisk walking, swimming, or cycling, each week. Exercise helps strengthen the heart, making it more efficient at pumping blood and reducing the pressure on your arteries. Maintain a healthy weight. Carrying excess weight, especially around the abdomen, can increase your risk of high blood pressure. Losing even a small amount of weight can have a significant impact on lowering blood pressure. Rosie O'Donnell focused on weight loss and exercise as part of her recovery plan after her heart attack, which helped improve her overall heart health. Limit alcohol and avoid tobacco. Drinking too much alcohol can raise your blood pressure, and smoking damages your blood vessels, increasing the risk of hypertension. If you drink alcohol, do so in moderation, and if you smoke, seek support to quit. Manage stress. Chronic stress can contribute to high blood pressure, so finding ways to relax and manage stress is important. Techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and yoga can help reduce stress and promote relaxation. Michael's father found that incorporating meditation into his daily routine helped him manage stress and keep his blood pressure under control. Monitor your blood pressure regularly. Regular monitoring is crucial for managing hypertension. Many people find it helpful to check their blood pressure at home, in addition to regular checkups with their healthcare provider. Keeping track of your blood pressure can help you and your doctor identify patterns and make necessary adjustments to your treatment plan. Myths and misconceptions about high blood pressure. There are several myths and misconceptions about high blood pressure that can lead to misunderstandings and inadequate treatment. One common myth is that high blood pressure only affects older adults. In reality, hypertension can affect people of all ages, including young adults and even children. It's important for everyone to monitor their blood pressure and take steps to maintain a healthy level. Another misconception is that people with high blood pressure will always experience symptoms like headaches or dizziness. In fact, most people with hypertension don't have any noticeable symptoms, which is why regular monitoring is so important. Conclusion: taking control of your blood pressure. High blood pressure is a serious condition, but with the right knowledge and approach, it's possible to control it and prevent complications. By adopting a heart-healthy lifestyle, staying active, managing stress, and working closely with your healthcare provider, you can keep your blood pressure in check and protect your long-term health. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the dangers of high blood pressure and how to control hypertension. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking control of your blood pressure is one of the most important steps you can take to protect your health. Until next time, take care.